So, I am going to do my Patreon ramble for this month, and I'm just getting cozy on my sectional right now, on my couch. I have some pillows, I have some blankets, and I thought I'd do like a casual ramble. I kind of liked how I did things last month, where I was just in bed. And I just rambled and talked for a bit. So I thought I'd do it again this time. Cause I was on the chair, on my table, I mean, in front of my table, doing my usual ramble, and I don't know. I didn't feel comfortable. I didn't feel like recording it that way. And so I thought I might as well get comfy. As I'm a freaking lazy cat. I might fall asleep on you guys. So if you hear snoring, maybe I've fallen asleep. The rambles for this month. I guess there's a few things I want to talk about. One, thank you for all the new people here who have come over here. To Patreon to support me. My gosh, there's a good number of you guys now. I think YouTube has probably done a pretty good job of helping me reach more people. And it's been really nice doing nice cuddly audios. I really like the wholesome content. That said, I am not going to stop doing my not safe for work lewd stuff. For new people who are following me on Patreon, please keep an eye out on my Reddit for naughty stuff. I don't use Patreon as kind of like a hub to post all my new content. You'll have to check out YouTube for new content, you'll have to check out Reddit for new content. Unless you guys want me to post or link all my new stuff on YouTube. Sorry, on Patreon. If you want me to link everything to Patreon, I guess that's cool too. I just don't want to spam you guys with too many notifications. That's why if you're on my Discord channel, you'll kind of get updates. You'll get updates when I post to places. I don't know. What's convenient for you guys? How would you like to be notified for new stuff? I use Twitter to kind of give people a heads up of when new stuff might come up. I use YouTube, obviously, for safe stuff. I use Reddit for naughty stuff. And I use Patreon for exclusives. And then someone asked me about Twitch, and I was like, oh my gosh, I am not picking up a new thing until I get myself sorted out on these current platforms. And Reddit's fine. I'm happy with Reddit. Twitter is fine. I don't think I utilize Twitter enough. But YouTube. Gosh. YouTube is such a headache. I love that I can reach more people, but it's YouTube Partnership Program. Fudge, damn it, it gets me so frustrated. So frustrated. Yes, I want to monetize my videos. Not because I want to like throw a bunch of like 30-second ads at you guys, but because if my content is monetized or if I'm a YouTube partner, I supposedly could the algorithm will supposedly push out my content more to more people. I don't know, maybe I'm making that up. I heard this from another creator. So that's why I want to monetize my account. Also because all the other cool kids are doing it and I want to too. So I applied for the partnership program last month and it gave me this BS excuse that my content is reused content, so they don't want to give me partnership because I've been using reused content. I don't understand that, YouTube. What is your bot doing? This is my content. Yeah, so Skitty is just feeling a little huffy right now, because YouTube doesn't know what it's talking about. Unless there is someone stealing my shit and posting it in another account, and I look like the fake. I really hope that isn't the case. That would be quite upsetting. Or I've been tagging my things improperly and it thinks I'm a copycat. Or there's too many ASMR channels and they don't want to monetize anymore. I have no idea. YouTube is not very transparent. I both hate it and love it. Mostly I'm just annoyed with it. I love the people, my listeners, my community, but the platform sucks. Anyways, I'm in YouTube limbo right now. I apparently have 0 watched hours, according to, I don't know, the analysis page. And by the way, I have no strikes on my channel, so I don't know what it's talking about when it says I have reused content. Yeah, I have 0 watched hours, despite having 7,000 of you guys there now, so there must be a glitch, there must be a bug. Anyways, enough about me ranting about YouTube. I got Pokemon Sword and Shield. Well, I got the sword. And you want to guess which Pokemon I got? There's Rookie, there's Sobble, and there's Scorbunny. Which one did Skitty pick? So, I don't know. I pretty much will never go for... I've never gone for the leaf types. I'm a bit of a pyro. So, not a real life pyro, but I feel close to fire. I like fire. I like being warm. Fire is fun. And it's pretty. So, I was pretty much set on doing Scorbunny. But then the internet kind of exploded with Sobble love. Everybody loved Sobble. Sobble is just so... He's so... stupid. He's so silly. He's so derpy. So I was really tempted to do Sobble. So... I'm bad. I know some of you guys don't like to know what the evolutions look like and you want to be surprised, but I googled it. I googled what the evolutions will look like, and I really liked Scorbunnies. So, Scorbunny is my starter. I don't know what the rest of my team will look like. I'm kind of still in the beginner zone. I've just wandered around. I'm just kind of wandering around that big field right now. Battling Pokemon. Burning Pokemon with my Scorbunny. Kind of brutal. It's fun. I'm having fun with it. It's kind of distracting me from recording. But hey, we all deserve some downtime, and I want to play Pokemon. Yes, I know Skitty won't be in it, but I'm okay with that. I don't mind. There'll be other cute Pokemon to catch. That squirrel Pokemon is super cute. Little chipmunk cheeks. Yeah. Pokemon so far is good. I hope it'll keep my attention long enough that I'll actually finish the game. And then I might get Animal Crossing when it comes out. I don't know when Animal Crossing comes out. I'll get it eventually, probably. That's nice just to lie here and chat with you. I'm just trying to recall what questions were asked in my comment sections on Patreon. I think Teddy Bear asked me to talk about Black Friday shopping. I don't really have anything this year I want to shop for. I usually don't have much stuff I need to shop for. Maybe something to decorate with. I wouldn't mind decorating my rooms with stuff. But I also don't like clutter. I don't know, I don't really have anything to buy. Do you guys have stuff you want? Yeah, so I also don't like crowds. I don't feel like going out there to brave the crowds just for a little discount. I don't know. Sometimes they're not that even that significant. Is it worth going into a crowd of crazy shoppers all vying for that one product? I'm not sure. What else was there? Fed wanted me to talk about poop, because I made a poop comment. I think? I don't remember why he wanted me to talk about poop. Well, I'm talking about it now. So are you happy, Fred? Are you happy that I'm talking about poop? I hope none of you guys are constipated. I just really like saying the word now. Okay, I'm gonna move on. Cuz. I should. What else was there? I think Misha wanted me to talk about SAD, which stands for Seasonal Affective Disorder, which is pretty much like the winter blues. And so, I don't have much experience with it. And to be honest, I don't have much experience with depression or anxiety or that sort of thing. Like, from a mental health perspective, we all feel sad sometimes. We all feel anxious. But from interacting with the community, I do recognize that I'm fairly lucky. I've never had to deal with depression or crippling anxiety, which I feel very, very thankful and lucky for. I can't even really imagine what it'd be like to be in some of your shoes. The few or many of you guys who go through this sort of thing, I can't imagine. I'm sorry you guys have to go through that. So, I don't know. I don't really know what to say about it. I'm not really a professional. And for those who do go through depression, I hope you guys are getting help. I know some of you guys say my audios help, but, you know, there's only so much I could do. I think to combat SAD and depression and that sort of thing, you need support. Professional support would always be nice, but you need a friend. Someone to listen to you and help you through stuff. And I try to be a friend for some of my friends who have depression and anxiety, but, you know, I don't always understand what they're going through. It's hard. Like I said, I don't have this problem myself, and I probably come off as pretty naive and ignorant sometimes. I don't think I ever come off malicious, but I don't fully understand what they're going through, and sometimes I could say some pretty not helpful things. All Skitty could do is play armchair psychiatrist. Armchair psychologist? Psychiatrist. At least with seasonal affective disorder, I hope when spring rolls around, things will look up. I know sunlight is supposed to be a trigger. The lack of sun and greenery can be a downer. I'm not really sure what to fix it. But I hope you don't bottle things up or lock yourself away for the entire season. Reach out to people. There are people willing to help, people willing to listen. I could try. I'm not always around, but if you're gonna self-harm or anything, definitely reach out to people. I don't want people getting hurt or hurting themselves. It makes me sad. Anyways, I need something happier. What's something happy to talk about? I should have like, maybe I should go back to Pokemon. Maybe I should go back to Pokemon. I don't really know what to talk about. I'm just very comfortable right now. I'm very, very comfortable. So, Space Girls came out. A giant collab that I've been talking about for a while. I think it has 3 golds and 1,000 upvotes right now. It's on Ruby's account. To be honest, I am quite surprised on how well it did. I didn't realize that some of you guys would appreciate a 50-minute audio. For me, that's just way too long. And I recorded that audio like 6 months ago. It's been in production forever. Because there's six of us, you need six of us to record, and then someone to stitch it all together. And then someone, which was Ruby, Ruthie did the stitching together, and Ruby did the layers upon layers of sound effects, which included a bunch of squishy sounds and space sounds and firearms. I honestly would have ripped my hair out if I had to edit that. I already spend too much time editing my own audios. I can't imagine editing the audio of six people. I would go insane. I would go insane. So, upcoming stuff, what do I have planned? This coming week, either Tuesday or Thursday, I will be releasing an 18-minute ASMR audio. It'll be mostly ASMR. I did lots of scratchings for that one. Very whispery, very wholesome. And that will go on YouTube. And the interview age regression audio will come out. You guys have already had a listen to that. I just finished recording. Oh my gosh, it was like 40 minutes of audio for a Spider Girl. I hope it turns out well. After editing, I imagine it'd probably go back down to 30 minutes. And then I have to do the Arcanine script. That was me smacking my butt. I don't know if you could hear that. yeah. It's so comfy. I don't want to move or do work today. Fudge. Someone asked me what my normal voice sounds like. My non-voice acting voice. I think rambles are probably the closest you'll get to it. Especially later on the ramble when I start relaxing my vocal cords. Or if you hear me do voice chat in Discord, that's probably when I'm the most relaxed and I'm not thinking about putting up a character. But yes, I don't talk like a little sister super high and talk like this all the time. I don't talk like that. And I don't talk in a, let me try to get it, in a super sexy low voice. Nope, I can't even do that one right now. How I'm talking right now is probably pretty close to my casual voice. I don't know. I don't even know my own voice nowadays. I sometimes let characters squeak out, people in real life would be like, why are you talking funny? And I'd have to make up some, like, dumb excuse. Or I hope that they don't pay attention. If I lie here right now, I'm gonna fall asleep. This is nice. Just chilling with you. Oh, one little last thing to ramble about. There's a writer's thread. I'm blanking out. On GWA, there's a discussion about writer's flares. I understand that Gone Wild Audio is mostly about the audios, but at least most of my audios, I wouldn't be where I am without the wonderful writers of the community, so I am totally supportive of them getting more recognition for all the stuff they do. Skitty wouldn't be Skitty without writers. And I love them. They deserve some recognition too. So it's really nice when you guys, like, compliment me and my performances, but do you know that sometimes I only do as well as I do is because of really, really good writing. Like my cakery audio. That was really fun. I'm glad you guys like that. I'm gonna fall asleep. Maybe it was a bad idea to record on the couch. Gosh. Alrighty, people. Skitty's gonna go. She's gonna try to be productive. Love you all.